Namah Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimakti Bhakti Vedanta Swami Dinamine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Pashtyatya Dei Satarine. I don't have many realizations, that's normal. But this is my second good fortune, in the sense that I was here in 2001 also with all the wonderful devotees. And I guess one of the realizations that I had was just the mercy of a great devotee and how this allows so many others to be able to experience such the profound mercy, as Jananivas Prabhu was just mentioning. I was just thinking how dear to the Supreme Lord, His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj is, which allows such devotion to manifest in the hearts of so many devotees in such a powerful way that we were actually seen by people of Puri, and they were actually appreciating us. ISKCON has come many times in the past, but only since Maharaj has been bringing the devotees here since 2001 has such appreciation and welcome come from the local people. One thing that I had in a sense of realization was, and it's just interesting, His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj was and Bhakti True Maharaj were speaking very philosophically. This was at the very beginning of the Pandavijaya festival, just before Lord Jagannath had come out, and all the devotees were gathered for kirtan, and then there was the cordoned area. And somehow I was feeling very fortunate to be in that cordoned area. And Maharaj was speaking to Bhakti Tiru Maharaj in a very philosophical way, discussing pastimes, and I was listening. And at one point, Radhanath Maharaj said that everything that happens here in Jagannath Puri is under the complete control of Lord Jagannath. And just a few seconds after he said that, the police came and pushed us, and started pushing us out, that, okay, there's too many of you here, you have to go. So we were pushed, and I was thinking, yes, everything is under the control of Lord Jagannath. So they were pushing us, pushing. And then, of course, I was also thinking that I don't want to be out of here, but if this is Lord Jagannath's desire, then what can I do? But still, I would rather be here. So somehow, there's so many things were happening, and we came back in again. And there we were again. And then we went to the other side, in the back, where the area where the carts were, and George Jagannath was coming out of his temple. And I was thinking how fortunate I am. And just when we were all there, again, we got pushed out. Okay, Lord Jagannath, is this what you want? So again, we were outside, and we were walking around the gate, going towards Balaram's cart from the back. And just in a few minutes, the dear Panda Ram Kumara and his brother, they came and brought us back in again. So I was thinking, Lord Jagannath is having a good time with us. But anyway, that realization that, yes, everything's under the control of Lord Jagannath was being played out in so many interesting ways, and I was just watching myself being a part of that. But finally, at one point, we were allowed to stay, and then I was happy, and then we sat down and was able to absorb the coming of Lord Jagannath onto the carts. The kirtans, and the enthusiasm of the devotees, and just the whole atmosphere of Jagannath Puri just makes one feel like this is very special. My realization is that this is none different than the spiritual world. We see so many Jagannath Rath Yatras around the world, but when you come here, the devotion, the enthusiasm, and the amount of, not only enthusiasm, the intensity of the devotion of the people to participate in this festival and to glorify Lord Jagannath, to get his darshan and to take part in whatever services are there. It's just amazing. I can't imagine what inspires such deep devotion. And that was there throughout the whole festival, the enthusiasm and the devotion. And just to be a part of that, all of a sudden, of course, I have, you know, we're struggling with the heat, we're struggling with the crowds, we're struggling also to find some position where we can take part. But somehow, all beyond all that, it doesn't really matter. The austerities, the heat, the difficulties, even now there's a little inconvenience with the rain. This is all part of experiencing the mercy of the Lord, and makes every little part of that experience become more and more wonderful. Like Radhanath Maharaj was saying, that we were being harassed by, not harassed, but controlled by the police, to saying this is also part of the whole Leela. To take part in this, even this is part of, this is, as Satchinandana Maharaj was saying earlier, that, or I'm sorry, Sri Prahlad was saying, repeating Satchinandana Maharaj, how when they were being pushed, this is ecstasy. This is the realization of the devotees, that just to be part of this whole festival, it doesn't really make a difference what happens, because we're being purified. We're getting the mercy of Lord Jagannath, and we're getting the association of so many wonderful devotees, and we're getting an opportunity to purify our hearts. So, again, I want to thank His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj. We really don't see, because it says that a great devotee, he always gives credit to others, and Maharaj is always doing that, always trying to push others forward, remains somewhat in the back, but it's by his enthusiasm, his purity, his devotion, his great intelligence, we're getting an opportunity to experience the mercy of Lord Jagannath directly. So, and of course all of you are also part of that. So thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.